Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. A few minutes past 2 p.m. Good show for you coming up today. Sit back and relax. Attorney Brad Young joins us. Hello, Brad.
Hey, Dave. Good afternoon, sir.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I know I texted you, but I just wanted you to know that that interview you did with Rennie Knott was phenomenal.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Like with any interview, I was kicking myself because I didn't ask a couple of questions I wish I would have. But it was sort of just like, hey, talk to us. Tell us what you think and tell us what happened. So, really interesting and been a lot of views and a lot of different opinions on it, too. It's one of those, like I said to you last night when you texted, it's an interesting case. If this were a fictional case, like in law school or something, you'd have a lot of things on both sides to delve into.
Yes, you would. And but then there's the added component of if you watch Channel 5 like I do, you get to know people.
Yes.
I mean, listen, people know you, Dave, because of you being on the air for 25 years. They know what you like, what you don't like, your personality. And you get to know that to some extent with TV people, too. And so it drives it home that this is not just an esoteric law school exam, but it's someone, if you watch Channel 5 for years, it's someone that you actually know.
Yeah, agreed. I wanted to ask you, Brad, because I always want to talk a little bit of politics with you, and I think I know where you're going to go with this, but as a former Republican and feel like my party moved away from me, what did you make of the weekend Donald Trump AIs dropping poop on American citizens and still being president in 90,000 years?
Well, I guess that's the silliness that goes along with this. I mean, it doesn't have any substantive merit. To some extent, I understand the No Kings protest from a political standpoint, because I think that Trump has done some things that have challenged the status quo, to say the least. Some things have been upheld by the courts, others have not. But the reality is, and maybe I'm being too much of a pragmatist, but the mere fact that the No Kings protest can happen means that we don't have a king. All right. If we did have a king, those protests would not be allowed. So to some extent, just showing up for the No Kings protest is a self-defeating argument, because it couldn't happen if we, in fact, had a king.
Well, the argument isn't that there is one. The argument is that they don't want it to become one.
Right. And unlike I've got a very good friend of mine, he's very progressive, and we get together for chicken wings once a week and argue about politics, and then we go out and hug each other. But he tells me all these doom and gloom things that's going to happen. And until there is what I've called, I've talked about it on the show before, a constitutional crisis, where you have the Trump administration saying, I don't care what the courts say, I'm just not going to do it. Until you have that, we can't have a king. We can't have that situation, because our constitutional framework literally prevents that from happening unless there's a coup. And so until I see evidence of that happening, I'm not worried about having a king.
Anything that's happened yet, Brad, that has touched on that nerve for you, where you're like, well, this goes much farther?
Yeah, there. And that's a great question, Dave. There has been. Like, for example, the whole issue about deporting illegal aliens without due process. I mean, and you throw around the term due process and people think, you know, you're trying to be an extra on Law and Order. But literally, that would be the king's power to say, I can literally remove you from this country, stick you on a plane and fly you to Ecuador. And the courts, even though the Constitution forbids that, I'm going to do it anyway. And for a while, we were kind of dancing up to the line there when it came to the Abrego Garcia case and other similar cases. And so that to me was going to be a litmus test. Are we going to go to the point where we simply say the Constitution is a suggestion, not guardrails? And we danced up to the line, but I don't think that we crossed it.
The first case we're going to discuss today is very interesting to me and applies to me. Supreme Court will consider whether people who regularly smoke pot can legally own guns. I don't smoke pot. I hate smoking anything, but I pretty regularly will use a gummy at night. And it's an even more interesting situation with me because I didn't when I purchased my guns. If they asked me, I don't remember it, but if they asked me if I was a drug user, I said no. But since adopted cannabis gummies, so do I have to go turn my guns in?
Well, we're going to find out the answer to that question. But to me, this is a great example to demonstrate the conflict of ideas. Because the basis is under the 18 U.S.C. 922. It's a federal statute, and it prohibits the possession, not just the purchasing, but the possession of firearms by any person who, and I'm quoting, is an unlawful user of or addicted to any controlled substance, unquote. We saw this, I guess for most Americans, we saw this for the first time when Hunter Biden was prosecuted for this because there was video and he wrote in his book about he was addicted to all these drugs and there was video of him using drugs at the same time he was buying guns. So he violated the law. The Supreme Court decided yesterday to take this case up. It'll come up next year. But the question is, does your Second Amendment right to own guns override a statute that tries to take away that right? And to me, that's an interesting question because it's a clash of ideals that the Second Amendment is enshrined as one of the top 10 personal liberties that we have that the government cannot encroach upon. And yet we also don't want people who are addicted to certain types of drugs carrying around weapons. Okay, we don't want that either. But then how do you draw that line? And this case is going to help decide that. And I think that the Supreme Court is going to say that there's two interpretations, very quickly, two interpretations of the statute. One is you're addicted to drugs at the time you fill out the paperwork, or number two, you're just generally using drugs on a regular basis. I think they're going to trash this idea that says just at the time of your application. But I think they're going to focus on this idea that there has to be a framework that shows habitual, unlawful drug use, and that there is a pattern of a credible risk of misuse of the guns because of the drugs, that there has to be some relationship between the two. And so the court, I think, will send this back down to the lower court with instructions to impose these new guardrails.
Man, this is a meaty one for law school because, first of all, you're going to say, well, what is unlawful? Because in the state in the state of Missouri, what I'm doing, I believe, is lawful, but still, I guess, technically unlawful from the
Federal law. Right now, federal law, marijuana is still a Schedule III drug.
Right.
And so if it's legal in Missouri but illegal federally, that's what we call the conflict of laws. How do you resolve that? So, yeah, that's a great question.
And then who's going to define habitual? You know, like...
Yep.
How many times have you used it in the past month? Oh, 3 times a week. That's habitual. Oh, no, it's not. I mean, that's going to be in the eye of the beholder.
Right. So that's why I think the court is going to say that there has to be evidence that there's linkage between the two. Okay. If you go walking in to Walmart waving a pistol on cocaine, you know, there's a relationship between those two things. And they can use that after the fact to take a gun away from you. But if someone is using gummies at night hypothetically, of course.
Of course.
If someone's using gummies at night and they happen to own some guns, I don't see the court is going to say that there's any way that a statute can override a person's constitutional right to own a gun unless the two are in conflict, like using drugs and guns at the same time.
Rach, Kevin, any follow-up?
It's not really specific to this, but it's kind of a broader thing that you kind of jogged in my head, Brad, and this may be a total dumb guy question, so I'm sorry. But obviously, we do have laws based on criminal action that can take away your constitutional rights.
If you're a felon,
you cannot vote. That's infringing on your freedom of speech, I would think, because you can't tell anybody they can't vote for any other reason. So is that in any way, are these things in any way in conflict where there's already a precedent that your constitutional rights can be taken from you based on an action, even if that action was a long time ago, if it meets a certain level?
Right. And I want to circle back to the thing I mentioned just a few minutes ago, due process. Because in the situation that you mentioned, Wheels, if someone's convicted of a crime, you've had your due process.
Correct.
And then once you're convicted of that crime, then you lose the right to vote. You don't lose the right to vote when you're charged with a felony. It's only after you're convicted. So that's why I think the court will kind of adopt that philosophical framework to say, we're not going to charge you with a crime because you've got guns and you've got marijuana at the same time. But if you're convicted of, say, drug trafficking or you're convicted of possession of narcotics, then you've had your due process. And then at that point, this statute can kick in that says, oh, yeah, in addition to these other things, we're going to take away your guns.
So it's really only a thing in this case. I think you might have told us this before. Maybe I'm wrong. That this is only going to be a thing if you do something wrong.
No, that's the way I think it's going to be done moving forward. Because this guy's case, this guy right now, his name is Rabimi, who's the defendant here. He didn't do anything wrong. Well, he did some things wrong, okay? But one of the things was that Hamani, that's his name. And then they sought to take away his guns, even though there was no finding of any connection between his possession of drugs or his use of drugs and the crimes that he was convicted of. So I think that's why the court is really going to emphasize this idea of due process. You get your day in court, but we're not going to spank you for something that you haven't had brought before a court first. And to me, that is the ultimate definition of fairness. That's why I was so much in opposition to this idea you could deport people on a whim, because that goes against freedom and liberty in our country.
Brad, the second, and if you're tuning in, we're talking to attorney Brad Young. He's with us a couple times a week, does a lot of stuff on the station and down the hall at 97.1. So who picks the next St. Louis sheriff? Oh, he's being coquettish.
Well, we may be having some internet problems because my screen's being weird too.
We have had intermittent problems all day, I know, but I was hoping.
I'm back.
Hey, I thought we'd never get the answer to that.
Did you hear the question?
You know, it was kind of like, and the killer is, and then boom. I'm gone.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including ARC. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nothing if not dramatic.
Sorry, I didn't hear the question. All of a sudden, everything went blank.
So it was, who gets to pick the next sheriff?
Oh, who gets to pick the next sheriff? Great. You know, this is a great question here because you've got, again, these competing statutes. You've got one statute in Missouri that says the governor, if there's any vacancy, the governor gets to fill it. Okay. But when you look at that, there's another part of the Missouri Constitution that literally says the governor gets to pick vacancies except for the sheriff. Okay. Ugh. Can't do that. So then another part of our statute, Missouri statute, says it's a county commission that gets to decide who replaces the sheriff. But St. Louis City's not in a county. So the statute that says the county commission decides doesn't work for St. Louis because St. Louis is a city without a county. So what do you do? Right now, the governor says he gets the right to appoint. The mayor says she gets the right to appoint. And the board of aldermen say they get the right to appoint. At the end of the day, I think it's really going to be, if anyone objects to this, I think any court would say that the Board of Aldermen gets to pick, because even though the St. Louis City is not in a county, it operates as if it were a county. And the Board of Aldermen is the closest thing we have to a commission. So I think ultimately the nod falls to them.
Brad, do you have any idea like the pool of candidates they would be selecting from? Is there any sort of, you know, like prerequisites for that, or can they pick anyone they want?
Well, I think if they picked literally any other human being with a pulse, it would be an improvement. But no, there's really zero criteria.
Very interesting.
Because of that, I would expect one of two things, Rachel, either A, an existing person within the sheriff's department, or B, a person maybe from outside of a city, but who has previous experience operating as a sheriff. I would expect one of those two things here, because if you pick, you know, Earl, the guy that works at QT, to be the sheriff, there's going to be a lot of political blowback on that.
Mm-hmm. All right, buddy. We appreciate it. You're the best.
My pleasure.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.